From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Wilson Sayre. 60 years ago this month, the actress Anna Magnani won an Academy Award. The movie she won for was The Rose Tattoo, based on a play by her close friend, Tennessee Williams. Now, as Nancy Klinger reports from Key West, the home known as the Rose Tattoo House is getting some new love from an Italian couple.
In 2012, Robin Gay and his wife, Carla Agostini Gay, were on their annual visit to Key West.
My wife, Carla, is a big movie buff. Anna Magnani was her favorite actress.
Still is.
And still is.
Every year, the Gays would ride their bikes by the house where Tennessee Williams lived on Duncan Street. That year, they noticed the house next door was for sale.
It looked like a disaster. It was in terrible condition, in a terrible shape. It was really falling to pieces.
But they couldn't resist buying it, because it's the Rose Tattoo House where Magnani's character lived in the movie.
Yeah, a rose of a man, my husband. A rose. On his chest, he had a rose tattoo, you know?
A rose tattoo?
Yeah.
No.
Magnani plays Serafina Della Rosa, an Italian seamstress living in a town on the Gulf of Mexico. Williams and Magnani were close friends, and he wrote the play with her in mind. But she didn't want to leave Italy for Broadway. She was a single mom, and her son had polio.
She was an independent woman ahead of her time, and this is another reason why I like her so much.
Magnani agreed to cross the Atlantic for the much shorter time it would take to make a movie version of the story. Serafina, Magnani's character, is not so independent. She idolizes her husband, Rosario Della Rosa, and is destroyed when he's killed in a truck accident. 3 years later, she's still deep in grief when she learns that he was cheating on her. She even appeals to his ashes, which she keeps in the house.
Rosario, give me a sign. Tell me it's not true. Rosario, tell me it's not true.
She comes back to life when she meets another good-looking Italian truck driver, played by Burt Lancaster. But where her husband was a liar and a cheat, this guy is just a goofball.
Oh, Madonna Santa. Madonna Santa, my husband's body with the head of a clown. A clown that smells like a goat. Oh, lady, speak to me. Is it a sign, this?
The film production spent about a month in Key West. Paul Tupino lives around the corner from the Rose Tattoo House now. When he was 11 years old, his whole family got recruited for the movie because they were Italian. He even had a line in the opening scene with the floozy who's having an affair with Serafina's husband.
She comes out of the tattoo parlor, and me and another little street urchins start chasing her. We're questioning her about the tattoo.
Hey, lady, what kind of tattoo did he get on you?
I got a rose tattoo.
Where did he get it, lady?
And my line was, where did they put it on you?
Where did he put it on you?
And her line back to me was, right over my heart, little boy.
Right over my heart, little boy.
That I remember.
When the Gays restored the house, they added wallpaper, which is unusual in Key West, to the room they call Anna's bedroom. It reflects the time when the house was the setting for a major movie and an actress who have been largely forgotten.
Nobody knows it now. Almost nobody remembers this movie.
But in 1955, it was a big deal. Tennessee Williams was at the height of his fame. The Rose Tattoo won 3 Oscars, including Best Actress for Magnani. The play has an unusually happy ending for Tennessee Williams.
It is the story, in a certain sense, of a rebirth.
Robin Gay says he thinks that's because Williams was wishing for a happy ending for his sister. She had a lobotomy and was disabled. He became her primary caretaker and poured his love for her into works like The Glass Menagerie. Her name was Rose.
He was perhaps daydreaming that his sister would somehow, someday, be reborn as well.
And like Serafina, the Rose Tattoo house where she lived, at least on screen, has now also been reborn. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.
You can see images of the house today and as it appeared in the movie at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.